Rent-A-Goat. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. So let's say you have a large piece of land and it's overgrown with weeds and brush. You could bring in big lawnmowers and bush hogs. But if you wanted to go a little bit more low-key, you could also consider renting a goat. Tanya Ott has more.
Todd and Allison Sluice stand in their storybook-perfect red barn in West Olive, Michigan, surrounded by goats.
This is little Gray, Yahoo, Libby, Julie, Anna, Claire.
It's feeding time, and Todd throws down hay by the handful. A sign on the barn wall reads, "Goats at work," and boy, are they ever. Todd and Allison got their first goat 5 years ago as a pet, but then...
We had some friends with some brush that they needed cleared, and so goats are really good at doing that. We got the equipment to set up some temporary fencing, and we put the goats out there, and here we are.
Word got out that the Sluices had goats for hire.
Yeah, we've done the first school, also just some factories that have areas, say like in their green space or whatever, that are overgrown that they want brought under control.
Goats are perfect for the job. They can eat up to 8 pounds of green foliage a day, and they prefer leaves and brush to grasses.
Goats actually will eat poison ivy before they'll eat the grass from your yard.
In the southern U.S., they're used to control invasive species like kudzu. In California, they're used to clear underbrush on fire-prone hillsides.
They'll work in a really small area or steep, even hazardous areas where people may not want to.
Yeah, a lot of thorns or thistles.
Yeah.
Places you can't walk through easily. Don't face them at all.
Goats are so popular, they've even attracted the attention of the Colbert Report, which recently pointed out some of the drawbacks of using goats to clear land.
That's right. Goat landscaping's number one problem is number two.
They come, they eat, they poop, and they leave. I don't think we would ever poop on a job site.
It all stays.
It does.
Site. Yep.
Yeah. It breaks down in about a week.
Yep.
About like rabbit pellets would. It's free fertilizer.
There are potential drawbacks. Critics question the methane goats release into the air. Methane is a potent greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. They also say their hooves pit the soil, allowing rainwater to pool and weed seedlings to sprout. Allison Sluice counters that hoof marks are a lot less damaging than tread from heavy machinery. And she argues that traditional landscaping uses herbicides and other chemicals that might run off into nearby water sources. The Sluice's business, called Goat Mowers, has really taken off. Their herd is now 55 goats strong. They also use some sheep. Goats are browsers. They like bushes and overgrown weeds. Sheep have a taste for grass, so they're much better at clearing yards. The Sluice crew has traveled as far as Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio for work. There's only one problem with the business plan. When the goats do their job right, there's usually no need for a repeat visit. For the Environment Report, I'm Tanya Ott.
Special thanks to Lindsay Smith for her help with that story. If you want to learn more about renting a goat, we've got links on our website, as well as the full Colbert Report goat expose. You can also see a photo gallery of the goat mowers. That's all at environmentreport.org. I'm Rebecca Williams.